This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Snow is in the forecast for parts of southern Colorado this weekend, stretching out a very short snow season. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
March and April are typically the snowiest months. Greg Hevener with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says that was not the case this year.
We've basically been dry since Labor Day for the most part across the region, haven't had much moisture at all.
The last measurable snowfall in Colorado Springs and Pueblo fell on March 21st and 22nd, respectively. Hevener says the persistent dry weather pattern is expected to continue, bringing volatile fire conditions for at least the next few months. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The latest forecast calls for 3 to 5 inches of snow in Colorado Springs and Chaffee County Friday night. Northern El Paso County could see between 8 to 12 inches, and the Denver area could see accumulations of 3 to 5 inches. And it's a good thing because drought conditions have returned to Colorado. The latest weekly estimates from the federal government show 23% of the state faces extreme drought, up from 6% last week. That's thanks to a dry April and warm weather so far this month. That winter storm is moving through the state and could bring some much-needed rain, but it likely won't be enough to affect the severe drought conditions that are gripping the southeastern part of Colorado. This is CPR and KRCC. In the Denver area, snowy conditions are expected to begin this evening, and like I said earlier, several inches are expected. In Fort Collins, snow can also begin later tonight, and things around the Front Range will dip into the low 30s or high 20s.